Pasha Shoiftim, the Torah tells us how many witnesses are required to provide testimony in a Jewish court for a capital murder case. The Pasuk says, Apishnaim Edim Oy Shloisha Edim Yumas Hames. By the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses shall the perpetrator be put to death. Lo Yumas Alpi Edechot. He should not be put to death by the testimony of one witness alone. And the question is, if two witnesses are sufficient to carry out the verdict in a capital murder case, then three would definitely be enough. So the words Oy Shloisha Edim is superfluous. Furthermore, why does it say Lo Yumas Alpi Edechot? It's self-understood. If two witnesses are required, if that's the threshold in a capital case, then obviously one witness is not sufficient enough. So it's a beautiful homiletical idea to answer these questions. There's a fascinating Gemara found in Yerushalmi Masechtas Makkos. The Gemara says, allegorically, to ask Chochma, wisdom, Nefesh HaChataz B'ma Mischaper. A person that sins, what should be his punishment? And he cited the pasuk that says that he should be put to death, and that will be his atonement. Then they asked Nevuah, prophecy, and he answered the same way, he shall be put to death. Then they asked the Torah Gdoisha, a person that sins, what shall be his punishment? And he said, Yavi Karban Bichaper. He should bring a sacrifice, and he will be forgiven. Then they asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chayte Mahi Anshay, what is the punishment of a sinner? And Hashem said, Yasa Tshuva Bichaper. He should repent, and he will be forgiven. So now we understand the pasuk beautifully. Alpi Shnayim Edim Yumas Hames. Who are the two witnesses we are referring to? Wisdom and prophecy. When they were asked what should be the punishment for one who sins, they responded Yumas Hames. Oy Shloisha Edim. Who's the third witness? Torah. He said bring a carbon. But that remedy is only available while we have a Beis Hamikdash. But now that it has been destroyed, we don't have that option. So what is the punishment for a sinner? Also death. Alpi Shloisha Edim Yumas Hames. The third witness, Torah, also agrees that we have no other choice and we apply the death penalty. However, says the Torah, Lo Yumas Alpi Edechad. Who is the Edechad? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem said, Yaseh Tshuva. And that option is available in every generation. Lo Yumas Alpi Edechad. So only through Hashem's remedy, the person will not be doomed to death. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Adam u'behema toshiya Hashem. Hashem saves man from death and the animal from slaughter by giving us the option of tshuva. Based on this explanation, says the Aruga Saboisim, the Novi Yeshaya says, and we say it in the Haftorah of Shabbat Shuva, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem elakecha. So he asks, what's the ad? Return until Hashem. This terminology is a little bizarre. Says the Aruga Saboisim, don't read it Ad Hashem Elokecha, but Eid Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is the Eid Echad, the law witness that saves us today with the tshuva option. The Sfarim HaKdoshim say that the 40 days between Rosh Chodesh El and Yom Kippur are equivalent to the first 40 days of pregnancy. Just as during the early days of conception we can daven to change the gender of the fetus and it is not considered a miracle because the gender has not yet been determined, so too, during these 40 days, which are the conception of the new year, we can daven to Hashem for Yeshua, even for something that's far-reaching, and it is not considered a miracle. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.